he's got a full morning, so appreciate the call.
Thank you.
The in summary, the Welcome Home Wyoming program is designed to help households that are income qualified, credit qualified. A bank thinks they're all ready to go for home ownership, except that they lack the funds for down payment assistance. We started this program, the Cheyenne Housing Authority Board of Commissioners started the program about 5 years ago. It's been very successful. We've served over 600 households across the state, looking for ways to improve the program was what led the board to consider converting the down payment assistance from a grant to a loan that's forgiven over a three-year period of time. So the benefits to the borrower are that there's a lower interest rate. The wrinkle that it adds for us is to have each of the counties that would like to offer this opportunity to their citizens to pass the resolution that you have in front of you that provides the jurisdictional authority for the Cheyenne Housing Authority to offer this forgivable loan in the form of down payment assistance within Sublette County. That's kind of the quick and dirty. I'd be very willing to respond to any questions.
Okay, so Greg, this is something that does not have to be approved of in the municipalities. It's just a countywide decision process?
That's correct. In our analysis of the state statute, that is exactly what it looks like, so that every community within the county would benefit, Pinedale and all the others.
Right. Okay. So as you explained, this is would offer people with lower incomes the ability to get some assistance with the down payment on their already approved loan, and then they would be forgiven that at a later date?
That's correct. If they're in the home for 3 years or longer, then at the three-year mark, the loan is forgiven.
So do you have grant money to support this, or how does that work?
The way it works is that the local lender provides the funds, and then the U.S. Bank is the one that services the loans. They reimburse the local bank. So the burden then for collection, should there be any problem, which really has been minor at this point, is on U.S. Bank. So I don't know if I answered your question, but that's how it works. It's funded through the local bank, and the loan paperwork and so on is finalized and serviced by U.S. Bank. And if they're in the home, then every month of the 36-month term, the prorated portion is forgiven until the end of 3 years. It's all gone.
So at the end of 3 years, then the U.S. Bank reimburses the local bank for the monies involved in the down payment.
Actually, they do that right up front.
Mm-hmm.
So at closing is when U.S. Bank takes the local bank out.
Okay.
So there's really... And in terms of, from the commissioner's perspective, other than passing the resolution, there's no administrative work or any burden on the part of the county. It's just kind of opening the door to provision of this opportunity.
Okay, so at this time, can you tell us how many counties are participating in this?
There are seven that have signed on to the resolution, and there are a half a dozen others that are pending on when they can schedule it on their commissioner meetings. We're just rolling this out this year.
Okay. All right, I'm going to open it up to the other commissioners to see if they have questions for you.
Sure, thanks.
Okay. My name is Tom Noble. The only one that comes to mind.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Hi, Tom.
Is there anything in Pinedale that's low income? Housing? I mean, the housing market's pretty high for, I don't know. I hope there is.
Well, you said countywide.
Yeah.
Countywide.
So, okay.
So.
And that's part of the challenge is what inventory there is expensive. And so it's harder for households to kind of prepare. prepare for that high mortgage payment and accumulate the down payment assistance. So it's kind of a way to bridge that gap.
So it's actually, it's not low-income housing, it's low-income households.
Households.
Yeah.
I see it as a win-win because it's including our local banks.
Yeah.
And helping them get these loans acquired.
Any other comments?
This is Matt Grauhauser. I guess my question would be, what is the highest amount of money you would be willing to give a family?
Typically, the loan amount or the down payment assistance amount is 5%.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner Vickery?
Well, this is Commissioner Vickery. I think Commissioner Grauhauser asked the most important question that I have, but I guess the other thing too is where's the line, if you would, that determines low household, the low income household? How is that determined?
Basically by the lender. So the lender looks at the program criteria and they're sitting with the borrower and they're going through the various loan options that the bank would have available to provide a loan product to the household in front of them. And if their income qualified, I mean, these are good solid loans. The lacking commodity is the down payment assistance. So we certainly don't want to make bad loans, and the banks don't want to make bad loans, and they don't. I mean, our default rate on these loans over the last 5 years is less than 4%, which is as good or better than a typical loan in the market. So, but that decision as to whether they qualify or not is done by the local lender.
I see, but then that would be, or could be, 5% of whatever the house price is, or up to 5%, is that correct?
Correct. And if that's enough to get them into the home, then it works, and if it's not, then it doesn't. I mean, it's certainly we want this to work for everybody, and we would not want to put an income-qualified household into a situation that they don't want. So that it's a good, solid win for everybody.
Greg, have you had the opportunity to get any feedback from the lending institutions in our county?
In your county, I have not at this point.
Okay.
I know across the state we've done over like 630 loans, and lenders like it.
Okay. Any other questions? I think, Greg, what we're going to do is, this sounds very good and favorable. We need some time to mull it over. We're one commissioner short. And then what I'd like to do is reconsider this at our next board meeting, which is going to be March 24th. And in that time frame, also give our attorney a time to look over the resolution and the wording and get his approval from that. So in terms of informational item, we've accomplished what we needed to today. And in terms of action, maybe we can have some action or a decision moving forward by our next meeting on March 24th.
That sounds reasonable. And if there's anything else you'd like from me, please let me know.
I will do that. And I think if you haven't had the opportunity, and maybe you have, we also have our county administrator, Matt Gaffney, here. And I think if he needs any further information, he'll be the go-between in terms of what we need and you providing that and tying up loose ends.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks, Greg.
For your time.
Okay. Talk to you later. You cut everything but P&Z? Oh, we're almost in time for lunch. I guess we'll recess for lunch. Doug, how would you like to go to Heart and Soul for
that? It doesn't matter to me. It's whatever you guys want. Well, I'm going with you today, though.
Let's try Heart and Soul.
Okay.
Does that suit your fancy?
That's perfect.
Okay.
So, what do I do about that resolution number? Do you want to leave it on there, or?
I think we can, okay. Just from not having to reinvent it.
Okay.
And we'll just consider it next time.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that whatever wording that Mike and Clayton get it down.
Okay.
Project.
We can determine a resolution number. You just go in sequential numbers.
Yeah.
You just pick the next number.
Oh, yeah.
It's the next number
down. It has
the
year, and then it has the next number down, and then the letter after it is the first letter of the chairman's last name.
Okay.
It's just in a book.
So, I didn't ask Janet.